The state's congressional delegation is criticizing insulting remarks President Donald Trump made during an Oval Office meeting yesterday during a discussion of immigration policy. President Trump reportedly used an expletive to describe Haiti, El Salvador, and African countries. Patty White has more.
Most of the responses came in written statements. Democratic Congresswoman Shelley Pingree called President Trump's comments racist and sickening. She expressed disgust that the president, quote, discounts people who have fled natural disasters, genocide, and poverty to start over in America. Republican Congressman Bruce Poliquin said he's focused on policy and that the reported remarks, quote, are not helpful. Independent Senator Angus King called the comments, quote, truly regrettable and inconsistent with my understanding of what America is all about. Speaking to reporters Friday morning, Republican Senator Susan Collins said the president should not denigrate citizens from other countries and described his words as, quote, completely inappropriate.
And it also does not help us come up with a bipartisan approach to immigration for him to make comments like that.
On Twitter, President Trump said he did use tough language in the meeting, but seemed to deny using the expletive in question. Democratic Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois, who was in the meeting, said on Twitter that Trump used hate-filled, racist words repeatedly. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.